I claim the state of emotional and mental stability. I claim the state of emotional and mental stability. No matter what I do in my life, I always do it with the awareness that I am in charge. I always do everything in my life aware that all is in divine order. I always do everything in my life knowing that for me there is only divinity, there is only perfection, there is only wholeness, there is only goodness. For me, that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. To be emotionally and mentally stable under all circumstances. When I choose to be emotionally stable, that means that I'm living my life untouched by the world about me, only touched by the divine within me, by the purity and the goodness within me. I am not aware of anything outside of me that might disturb or trespass upon the goodness that I am. I live in my ideal, wonderful nature, my ideal, wonderful beingness of all that I am and all that I ever can be. Because nothing else matters, really. When I have emotional attitudes, when I have emotional feelings where people come up to me and say, "Hey, that's not too good. That's not too good an idea. Hey, let's go and do this. Let's go and throw rocks at windows and let's upset the apple cart of other people's world." And whenever that happens to me, I immediately say, "Why am I allowing that sort of an attitude to enter into my thought? Why am I allowing that sort of emotional attitude to enter into my thought? What benefit is there to me to throw rocks at windows? What benefit is it to me to be unstable, to allow the emotions of the world and the emotions of myself to control me? I am master of my emotions, and my emotions say, I am peace. I am gentle. I am loving. I am peace. I am gentle. I am loving." That's what my emotions say to me. And that's how my emotions require of me to be who I am. My emotions always require of me to be the unconditionally loving person that I am. Unconditionally loving person that I am. And what does it mean to be the unconditionally loving person that I am? It means that there are no conditions in life other than the ones I establish inside of me. And I only establish conditions inside of me that are harmonious and that are uplifting and that are fantastic. Anything outside of me, anything in the world that is a reflection of who I am within me, that is in any way limiting or negative, I take charge and I will not allow it to happen. I am strong in acting upon my mental stability. As I act upon my mental stability, I am strong and powerful, and I make the choice to do all that is good and beautiful. I make the choice to do all that is supportive and wonderful of my stability. It would be easy to let the conditions of the earth around me disturb and destroy me. It would be very easy to let that happen, because when I let that happen, it means I am not taking charge of my world. I'm not taking charge of my life. I'm not taking charge of my thoughts. And when I let that happen, my thoughts tell me that whatever I see is real. And I know better. I know that all life is an illusion. The good, the bad, the indifferent, it's all an illusion. And everything is an illusion. And it's up to me to determine what that illusion is for me, how I'm going to live that illusion, how I'm going to reveal that illusion in and through my life, in and through everything that I am. Now, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? How do I think I'm going to live my life in a very stable and wonderful way? It's just up to me to be creative. It's up to me to be imaginative. It's up to me to look at the world and see it as I choose to see it. All is good and very good. All is in divine order right now. All is beautiful. All is magnificent. All is fantastic. And that's all that it is. And this is all that I am. So, I claim the state of emotional and mental stability. And that state of mental and emotional stability is exactly what I choose to have it be, exactly in the manner that I choose to have it. I am loving. I am gentle. I live in the now. And that's the most important thing that I can do, to live in the now, to live in this moment, to live in this moment right now where everything is in divine order, where everything is peaceful, where everything is glorious, where everything is wonderful. That's when I live. That's how I live. And that's what is important for me. That's what's important for my world, because my world is but a reflection of who and what I am. My world is but a reflection of how I live my life and how I think about my life. It's so easy to be drawn away from the truth about myself. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's so easy to be drawn away from that reality into the illusions that are about me and into the desire that I might have more and more of everything that is in the world, more and more, and I'm looking for it and I'm calling it forth and I want it in my life. And when I look for that, I am not living in the now. I'm not saying, right now I have everything. Right now, my life is filled with all good. Right now, my life is the reality that is the only thing that's important for me, the only thing that makes any sense for me, the only thing that gives me emotional and mental stability. It's been an opportunity in my life to work with a lot of people who have mental problems. And as I work with these people who have mental problems, I immediately tell them, all is in divine order. Peace, peace, peace. And as I say this to them, I become peace. I become peace. And I look at them, and they become peace. And I see in them a stability, a mental stability. I see in them an emotional harmony, an emotional peace. And as I see this in them, and I know this in them, I experience it for myself. And that's the most important thing in the world. I experience it for myself. It's not the other people who come to me with their problems. It's not the world that comes with its problems. It's me as I look at the world and I look at other people and I look at everything and I look at starting with myself, that all is in balance. All is in emotional harmony. All is in mental stability. All is in peace. And I say this again and again and again. All is in peace. And it's not a matter of whether other people are in peace or not. It's a matter that I am at peace. I am in emotional stability. I am emotionally harmonious with myself and my life. My mind is in balance. My mind is always living right now in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious way where everything is in divine order. And what a marvelous way to have everything be. What a marvelous way to have life be. What a marvelous way to have the world be. Because this is what the world is. The world is emotionally and mentally balanced when I am emotionally and mentally balanced in me. And then I look outside of myself and I see all the world is emotionally and mentally balanced. And I see all the world is happy. I see all the world at peace. I see all the world in goodness. That's all that matters. That's all that ever will matter. And that's what makes the world go round. Now, as you say this for yourself, and I say this for myself, our world is peace. Our world is balance. Our world is harmony. I claim the state of emotional and mental stability, and I live the life of emotional and mental stability, and I am emotionally and mentally stable now. I love you. I love you. I love you.